Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. The question on the table is, isn't all religion basically the same? Another variation to this question I've heard is, isn't everyone worshiping the same God? You know, all religions are Muslims, Buddhists. Isn't everyone worshiping the same person? And the answer is no. And this is a very important no. That everyone can't be right. The capital of New York can't be Buffalo, it can't be Albany, and it can't be the Bronx at the same all in the same time. It has to be either one or the other. Likewise, each religion is making very different claims, but I'm only going to focus on one claim. And that's what Jesus claims. Jesus makes it clear that what he's offering is distinct and unique and cannot be found anywhere else. Not only is it unique and distinct, but it's the absolute truth. He says, I will show you the truth and it will make you free. He says, I say to you truly that unless one is born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. In John 3:3. He says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father in heaven but by me. In John 6:46, he says, whoever believes in me will have eternal life. John 10:9, he says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, they will be saved. In fact, he says a couple of verses before then that anyone who enters around from the back or apart from this door, they're thieves and they're robbers. Which is exactly what other religions present to you, that there's other paths to get to heaven. There's other paths to get to God. But Jesus says, I am the way to God. I am the only way. This is why they killed him. This is why they wanted him dead. This is why they hated him, because he was invalidating all the religious practices. Jesus is saying to people, look, I am the only way. I am the only way. It's essentially a threat. It's saying, listen, if you don't have me, you aren't going to heaven when you die. That is the essential message. In fact, the Bible actually says that specifically in 1 John 5:12, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever doesn't have the Son does not have life. Everyone knows about John 3:16. It's so funny. We see it, a wrestler with it, and, you know, or we see it just hammered in different places, but we never actually take the time to believe it. But it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. What's it indicating? Is that if you believe in him, you won't perish. If you don't believe in him, you will perish. It's so important to understand that Christianity is different. It's unique and it's true. It's not like other religions. The most important way Christianity is distinct from any other religion, those who follow Christ, is by works. You see, every religion has one thing in common that's different than Christianity, and it's works. You've got to do things. There's religious rules, there's rituals, there's routines. There are things that you must do in order to reach some type of enlightenment or state or a relationship with God. You must perform. You're never given a quota of how much you can perform, which is why most people, if you ask them in other religions where they're going to go when they die, they can't genuinely tell you. If they're genuine followers and know about their religion, they can't tell you because that's made by some other person. But while other religions are all about works, Christianity is about what was done for you. You see, so other religions tell you what you have to do, but Christians talk about what has been done. Jesus explains what has been done, what is being done, that he gives his life for his sheep, he explains. He explains in the Last Supper that his body is given, his blood is given for the world. The issue is this, friends, and this is what makes Christianity distinct from religion, is that people believe that they can somehow be good, that they can somehow earn goodness, that they can somehow earn a relationship with God or earn heaven, but that's not the case. Heaven is not a place to be earned. You can't earn it. Not only can you not earn it, but you're not good. The Bible teaches that no one is good. The minute you sin, you were disqualified. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. Your good deeds are like a three-pointer after the buzzer sounds. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you made the shot. It doesn't count. Once you sin, you're disqualified. It only takes one crime to be a criminal. It only takes one breaking of the law to be a lawbreaker. Romans 3:10 says, none is righteous, no, not one. All have turned aside. Together they have all become worthless and corrupt. No one does good, not even one. Well, what does one mean in English? What does one mean, in the Greek? One means one. That's it. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's nothing you can do. You've already fallen. Romans 3:20 says, for the by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight. Isaiah 64:6 says, all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. They're like filthy rags. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There's nothing that you can do, but religion will deceive and lie to you to tell you that there are things that you can do. All the manipulation and the control that you've seen has come from religions that have tried to tell you that they have the answer. No one else has provided the truth. There's just a couple of people in that religion that know the truth, and they tell you what you have to do, but that's not the case. With Christianity, the truth is made known to you. You have the Bible. You can read it. You can understand it. It's revealed to you. You can know the truth and you can be set free to walk in the truth. You can understand that there's a God who will judge you, but he desperately loves you and wants a relationship with you. And he wants you to repent and turn from your sins, turn from your negative thinking, turn from your godless ways, your godless thinking, and come to him. That is his desire. That is his passion. But the only way to get there, the only ticket that you need, is believing on Jesus Christ. Jesus was the arm of God that to do this. You can't earn heaven. It was given to you. You can't earn anything with God. When you see a believer, a genuine believer, not just someone who's thrown out the name Christian, but a genuine believer is not doing good. They're not living a good life so that they can get to God or they can have something special from God. They're doing it in response to what God's already done. Every religion's about trying to get something to attain towards God, but Christianity is responding to what Jesus has done for you. He paid for your sin. He paid for it. That's what's different about every religion. We're saying, the word is saying, the Bible is saying that Jesus Christ paid for your sin. He did it. 1 Peter 2:24 says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be our sin on our behalf, so that we may have the righteousness of God. I'll say it again. For God made him who knew no sin, Jesus, to be sin, our sin, on our behalf, so that we might have the righteousness of God. We get to wear the righteousness of Jesus, and you are able to enjoy this too. You get to wear the righteousness of Jesus. You get to have the blamelessness. You get to go to God and be free of judgment. And Jesus took all the judgment on the cross. There's no other message like that. That is the truth. There's no other message. It's not the same. Not everyone could be telling the truth. If you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way, not Mary, not the saints, not Allah, not following any other religious routine, not going to church on Sundays, not going to an altar and burning incense here or there. It's just believing on Jesus Christ, believing and being born again. Jesus says, truly I say to you, unless one is born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So I'm hoping that you can see that this is not just a feel-good, I just want to feel like there's something else beyond me out there. This is a real person, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, the Bible declaring it, And I've spoken about how we can know and trust the Bible is the Word of God. It's supernatural all the way in so many levels. Declares that Jesus Christ is the way. The Bible explains and gives the answers to things that no one else can answer. And it's telling you to repent. It's saying that it is distinct and that God has a particular plan, and it's in Jesus Christ, and it's for you. It's for you. So if you believe that, if you're ready to believe that, I'd ask you, please pray and ask God to forgive your sins. Ask Him and thank Him for taking it and putting it on Jesus Christ. He became the liar, the murderer, the abuser, the everything on the cross. So if you believe this, if you're hearing this message and you've never heard it before, you've never quite gotten it like this before, I encourage you, pray this prayer with me. Pray this prayer with me and repeat after me. But it's not about the prayer that saves you. It's your heart. And after you're done listening to this, go and talk to God on your own. We're gonna talk to Him right now, but go and talk to Him on your own. But this is the most important thing. The most important thing you can do is to believe in Jesus Christ and to be new. To be freed from the confusion and the sin of this world, from the lies and the deceit, and just the reckless living and the reckless thinking. All of it gone, and you have the truth. So if you want to be born again, if you haven't been born again, if you're not sure about it, pray this prayer with me. Just repeat after me, and we'll start from there. Lord, I confess my sin to you. I understand that my sins are taking me to hell. I understand that I deserve your wrath. I understand that I can do nothing to change this, nothing to earn your forgiveness. And God, I invite your Son, Jesus Christ, into my life, who paid for my sins. I invite Him to come inside and change me. I am yours forever. Give me your Holy Spirit. Save me from the penalty of my sins. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it, it's not the prayer, it could have been said a number of different ways, you are born again. And I encourage you, if you need to email me, whatever it is, michael.ryan1906@gmail.com. It's on the link, but get linked into a Bible-believing church. Open up the Bible. That is the love letter from God. You'll be able to understand it. And every single thing you need to know, every instruction will be there for you. But this is the most important decision that you will ever make. All the scales will come off your eyes and you will see clearly to know the truth of God. You have a purpose. You have a calling. You are created and are special and are redeemed. And it was done for you. So much love God has for you. He would give His only Son, and that His only Son, Jesus, would do it willingly. It says in Ephesians 2 that we were saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man boast. We can't boast. You can't boast when you get to heaven. The only thing you can boast in is Jesus Christ. He paved the way for you. So I pray that this was a blessing and that you understand this. Amen.